rookie or not, he's still got a very small amount of interceptions.
Yeah, definitely.
Why?
I mean, like I was saying, he's able to get people thinking one way, and he's able to come back and get the ball, throw it the other way, get a lot of one-on-one matchups, and he's accurate with it. You know, he puts it where his receiver can get it only.
There was so much talk about the three safeties last week. A couple times early last week, you guys had that almost that four safety look, right? When Will was out there with you guys, mm-hmm. What was the purpose of that? And I mean, is that something you think we might see going forward?
I definitely think it's something you can see. You know, Will's a great athlete. Trail's great athlete, hitting everybody. You know, and the league's evolving into a lot of bigger athletic tight ends, and you know, I think that was kind of our purpose whenever we had them in there, to try to help cover the tight ends, and but at the same time they still have the ability to cover receivers and fit in the run game and everything. So I think that's kind of why we were going to the four look, but you know, I still don't know exactly for sure, but you know.
Right, but that was the feel for why it was out there.
Yeah. Definitely.
They didn't have Garcon the first time you played them. He's a little more of a deep threat. What changes for you if he's in the game?
I mean, nothing really changes for me. I'm still going to have to play all my responsibilities and everything. But Pierre definitely adds that run after the catch ability. He's great after he gets the ball. And so, you know, once he gets the ball, you definitely have to make sure you wrap up and tackle him. He's not going to go down easy.
Tom told us this morning that there should be immediate recall because you've seen the Redskins fairly recently. You've also faced RG3. So what's your immediate recollection of facing Robert Griffin III?
Got to have great eyes and great discipline in your technique. You know, they have so many things going different directions, and you don't want to get out of place. If you get out of place and you try to bite on something, he can pull it, and he's throwing it deep over your head. So, you know, if you're pass first, play pass first. If you're run first, you play run first, and you just definitely got to be disciplined.
Defensive coordinators who face them have said they use as much misdirection as they've ever seen in the National Football League. Is it as much as you've seen?
Yes, it definitely is. It definitely is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what makes him and his talents more dangerous, right?
Yeah.
Because he has the ability, innate ability, to exploit
that.
Misdirection just causes havoc.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, able to get one-on-one matchups, whether it's the run game, pass game, favorable matchups for him, and it's working.
Tom referred to the fourth down completion that he made here that was like just jaw-dropping almost.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, with him able to get away from JPP, make OC miss, and still be able to look up and find the tight end down the field deep, make a good play for him to throw it. It definitely was a great play.
Nasty.
Yeah. As a DB, that's the last thing you want to see, him making your front four miss like that, and you're staying running back in coverage and everything like that. But, you know, it's just credit to him. He made a great play.